question was asked in halakha regarding the mitzvah of shiluach hakan. There's a mitzvah in the Torah that says if a person sees a nest with a mother bird and it's sitting over its eggs, so we have a mitzvah to send away the mother bird and take the eggs. The Torah gives us a guarantee of long life as a result of performing this mitzvah and many other benefits. There's many details to this mitzvah, when it applies, how it applies, what type of bird, what type of egg, what type of nest. Today we discuss just one detail of this mitzvah. The Torah says, Ki yikare kan sipur. From there the rabbis learned from the word yikare, it means it has to happen, the nest and the eggs, in a place that does not belong to you. Which means on the road, in the field, ki yikare, it happened, as opposed to something that's on your property. So therefore, the question is asked, is it ever possible to fulfill this mitzvah if you have in your backyard, for example, or on your porch, or on your roof, a nest with birds? Halakha says, so long as the mother, the bird, did not get off the eggs, which means it's still resting on them from the time that they were born, so the mother and the eggs are not considered in your domain, because the mother bird can fly away at any time, so therefore it's not considered in your domain. And if she never got off the eggs are considered part of her, and therefore the mitzvah can be done. So you have to do it early in the you have to monitor it, you have to see the nest, you have to see the mother there, you have to know when the eggs were laid, and then you have to right away come along and do it before she gets up. Because once she gets up, even once, now the eggs are considered resting in your property, and we have a rule that says the property of a person becomes, anything in his property becomes his, and therefore now the eggs are his property, the mitzvah cannot be done. So somebody wanted to say that you could do a legal loophole. They wanted to say that you could make an announcement. When you see the nest and you see the bird, you could announce, I do not want my property to make ownership for me on these eggs. Before they were born, or before the mother bird gets off the eggs, he announces, I do not want my property to be koneh for me. Can he do that or not? Shlomo Zalman says, Shlomo Zalman Oyebach Sichronol V'rakah said, you cannot. That does not help. That even if a person would say, Beferush, I do not want my property to be to koneh the eggs, doesn't matter. The halakha says, it's still not viable for Shiluach HaKan. So there again, the only time you can fulfill Shiluach HaKan on your property is so long as the bird, the mother bird, did not get off the eggs yet. But once it gets off the eggs, your property is koneh the eggs, and now it's considered yours. It's not kan sipur, it's not ki yikareh, and therefore you cannot fulfill the mitzvah. And even if you made a stipulation that you don't want your chatzer to be koneh for you, still it's not going to be viable, and you have to let the mitzvah go.